Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. On Wednesday, Connecticut lawmakers prepared for a hearing today for Governor Ned Lamont's trucks-only tolls plan, which would establish 12 tolls around the state, including one at the Greenwich-North Castle line. A vote on the proposal by the Connecticut State Legislature is expected early next week, while Westchester County Executive is against it and local state legislators in New York are against it. Andrew Cuomo has remained silent on the issue. The plan calls for a toll of up to $19.50 for trucks traveling north on 684, where it crosses a causeway over the Byram River in a one-mile stretch of the highway between Greenwich, Connecticut. Governor Ned Lamont, who lives just a mile from the Westchester border with Greenwich, backs the compromise, which would raise up to $175 million a year to pay off federal loans to finance Lamont's $19 billion infrastructure plan. Connecticut estimates it would cost $13 million to rehabilitate the I-684 causeway on the highway's northbound lane. New York has maintained the bridge and the one-mile stretch of I-684 in Connecticut at no cost since the road opened in the 60s, according to a 1966 agreement. Connecticut, however, is responsible for major capital improvements. The Sharon Board of Selectmen this week accepted the resignation of Assessor Patricia Braselin, effective February 1st, with thanks for years of service. The board also voted to name Jennifer Dubray as the new assessor. She's worked at Braselin's assistant for 3 years. In a switch of roles, Braselin will become Dubray's assistant. Selectman Casey Flanagan said Dubray, who works as an assessor in Canaan and in the Kent assessor's office, appears to be qualified. Luke Karpinski killed his wife and 3 children last March before setting their home on fire and taking his own life. That from the State Office of the Chief Medical Examiner in a story by Heather Bellow in the Berkshire Eagle. Karpinski, 41, died of smoke inhalation and thermal injuries, while his wife, Justine Wilbur, also 41, died of, quote, sharp force injury of the neck, end quote, according to the death certificate obtained by the Eagle. The documents list Karpinski's death as suicide and Wilbur's and those of her children as homicides. Also from the Berkshire Eagle, an investigation into a student's verbal threat to use a gun at Mount Everett Regional Middle School is now nearing completion, as interviews with student witnesses have wrapped up, according to police. The Sheffield Police Chief said on Wednesday investigation into the incident has taken time, mostly given the challenge of finding direct credible witnesses rather than students who heard about the threat secondhand or third hand. He said the probe, led by Tricia Zuko, a Sheffield police officer and school's resource officer, should be finished in several days, saying that there was never a gun involved, but simply a verbal threat. Southern Berkshire Regional School District Superintendent Beth Rigoletto did not answer specific questions to the Eagle, which said in an email that the district, quote, continuously reviews and updates its safety procedures and protocols, and they were used to address this matter, end quote. That late morning threat, combined with the word-of-mouth reports, alarmed the school community, and that evening the principal sent an email to families to explain what had happened and to alleviate fear and confusion. Well, we've heard about it for weeks. Officially, though, it's actually true, and a big congratulations should be offered. Ankrumdale resident Pamela Miles accepted a ceremonial $1 million check from the New York Lottery spokesman after winning a $1 million jackpot from the New York Lottery on January 22nd. Here's the kicker. Pamela Miles won her first $1 million jackpot back in 2007 while living in Millerton. In a story in this week's Lakeville Journal by Lila Hawken in Cornwall, the search for a new principal to guide Cornwall Consolidated School has now begun. The Board of Education reviewed the schedule for the aspects of the search process. In November and December of 2019, the board created a job description and dedicated to what they were looking for in a new principal. The job was posted earlier this month, and applications have begun to arrive at Region 1 Central Office in advance of the application deadline of January 30th. The board will develop a list of questions to ask the people that are brought in to be interviewed. When the first and second rounds of interviews are completed, a decision will be announced around the middle of March, according to the superintendent of schools. A special town meeting in Sharon has been scheduled at 6:30 to seek approval for $14,953 of appropriation to repair the town's tennis courts and to name a town representative to the Region 1 Board of Education. after the resignation of Bob Whalen. Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield invites you for an evening of music and conversation. Ben Cosgrove, 7:30, is presented in part by the Berkshire Environmental Action Team. More details at 413-229-2357. Saturday is Take Your Child to Library Day. Douglas Library presenting a program in which Miss Cindy will read stories at 10:30 in the morning at West Main Street. There'll be live music with Johnny G from the Music Cellar at 11. There'll also be crafts and refreshments. Noble Horizons hosting cookbook author Jesse Sheehan for a baking session. That happens at 11 a.m. tomorrow. She'll demonstrate how to make three simple chocolate desserts that are perfect for Valentine's Day. To register or more information, noblehorizons.org. And Sharon Audubon has scheduled to hold a board game day on Saturday from 1 till 3 at Cornwall Bridge Road. Staff will be on hand to play such games as Wildlife and Tracking Bingo, Spot the Birds, and Forest Animalopoly. Those coming can bring their favorite games. Hot chocolate will be served. All ages are welcome. There's no fee, and pre-registration is not required. Information at 860-364-0520. There'll be a Groundhog Day barn dance at the Town Hall in Cornwall on Saturday, 6:45 to 9:30. Betsy's band will provide live traditional New England country music. Teaching caller Don Heinold will explain how the dance flows, beginning the evening at 6:45. Wear casual clothes and soft-soled shoes. Suggested donation $5 to $8 per child and $10 to $15 for adults. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday, February 1st from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock presents the Joint Chiefs at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street in Falls Village. A breakfast being held at the Militant American Legion Post 178 on Sunday the 2nd from 7 to 11. The meal can be served eat-in or take-out. $8 per adult, $6 for children and seniors. The breakfast takes place on the first Sunday of the month, October through April. The post is located on Route 44. A Sunday benefit brunch at Morgan's Grill at the Interlaken to benefit the chore service will be held Sunday, February 2nd, 11 until 1. Waffles, made-to-order omelets, sliced ham, bacon, sausage, pastries, muffins, yogurt, granola, fruit, juice, coffee, and tea. Adults, $20. Children, 10 and under, $10. For reservations, 1-800-222-2909. Roloff Jansen Community Library hosting a matinee screening of Freedom Riders on Sunday the 2nd at 2 p.m. as a celebration of Black History Month at the library. The screening will be free of Stanley Nelson's Freedom Riders. On Sunday, Berkshire International Film Festival presents a 3 p.m. screening of The Pollinators on February 2nd at Bard College at Simon's Rock Daniel Arts Center on Alfred Road in Great Barrington. Tickets are available at the door, $10 per person. Berkshire International Film Festival Real Friends, Simon's Rock students and faculty are admitted free. More details at biffma.org. In Copaic Falls on the 2nd, a Winds in the Wilderness concert will take place at 3 p.m. at the Church of St. John in the Wilderness on Route 344. More information at 518-329-1577 or on Facebook, Wind in the Wilderness Concerts. Crescendo presents Thanksgivings for Life and Love, February 2nd at 4 p.m. at the United Methodist Church on Main Street in Lakeville. Tickets are available, $35 general, $60 premium, $10 for students. More information and tickets at worldclassmusic.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 124.08, 28,858.53. The NASDAQ starts off today at 9298.93, and the S&P 500 at 3283.58. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.